Chinwag with Sister Bang Bang. Welcome along to Chinwag with yours truly, Sister Bang Bang of the Manchester Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Stand by for lots of malicious gossip, wicked chit-chat,
and nothing but the whole truth.
No way.
It's Chinwag with Sister Bang Bang.
What's more?
Today's show contains words of wisdom, sublime words, and rude words too. So if you're of a nervous disposition, fly away, my pretty. If, however, you're made of sterner stuff, then settle back for another fabulous edition of...
Well, hello, kids. Welcome to episode 12, which in reality is part 2 of my amazing Chinwag with Sister Inika, live from Florida. Before we pick up where we left off, though, just a quick word about a truly gorgeous message that both Sister Indica and I received following on from the last episode. I'm not naming names, as that might be unfair, but a certain novice sister who neither of us previously knew kindly messaged saying that she was filled with joy at what we were saying, and after hearing us, she knew she was on the right path with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. The novice sister went on to say, "Let the beauty you love be what you do." And both Indica and I heartily agree with that and absolutely feel so very proud that our humble words have helped in some way. Yay! Now then, at the end of the last episode, Sister Indica was right in the middle of answering Bang Bang's quick six. Here we go then. Fasten your seatbelts.
It's a Sister Indica playing by Quick Six. It's Sister Bang Bang on Chinwag, and we've got to question number 3. Right. It's bitch or butch.
Well, I thought long and hard about this one. Bitch. Absolutely bitch, because I will say that there's no butch in me at all. I mean, occasionally maybe, but really there's no butch in me. I've always been outside of a gender binary. I've never identified as male. I don't identify as female. I have always identified as something completely different that we don't have words for, which now I see that we do as a society. We're understanding gender a lot and gender identity a lot more. And there's room for a spectrum when before it's male or female, that's it. So if you didn't feel like a male, well, then that means you must be a female, right?
Mm.
No, not the case. I don't identify as male or female. So for me to claim butch is, first of all, it would be hilarious, and people would gag on their tea as they're drinking it, listening to this. They would say, "Girl, come on now." So I definitely would lean more toward the bitch. But and again, I know this is up to my own interpretation. There's no rules to this game. I like bitch with a fun side of it. You know, not bitch in the sense of mean and that there's some type of, you know, better than someone else. It's bitch as a in a fun way.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. Bitch.
Which now takes me back to what you have been putting on your Facebook profile, which is, as we mentioned, I hate Sister Indica as a gimmick, as a way of provoking emotional response. Couldn't you then, as your second marketing exercise, put in Sister Indica is butch? And seeing what happens.
Well, I did one day, you know, Transformation Tuesday online, you know, Transformation Tuesday, where I did a picture where it was me in secular mode, you know, serving boy with my scruffy face and, you know, looking very, quote unquote, as masculine as I can possibly look. Because if I shave, I look like a baby-faced tranny. That's just the truth. So I have to keep some facial hair to kind of play the role a little bit. You know, I like to play the role a little. It's a performance. Me, I'm performing maleness. And I had a picture of that on the left. And on the right, I had myself as Sister Indica all painted up. And I said, from butch to bitch. And one of my, my first mother in the order is Sister Evelyn Tensions. Absolutely gorgeous. If you find her online, I totally suggest you find her online. If you want to know kind of, you know, my inspirations, look at Sister Evelyn Tensions and Sister Nora Torius. Both of them were my mothers. But Sister Evelyn Tensions commented going, "Don't you mean from bitch to bitchier?"
Oh,
and it's, and you know what? She's right. There's no Butch. Come on now.
That's quite a good one. I might have to redo this quick six. No, bitch or Butch? Is it bitch or bitchier?
Right. So, you know, it's just, it's the truth. There's no Butch.
It's a Bang Bang's quick six. It's Sister Bang Bang here, and it's Sister Indica playing it.
Yay!
Chinwag with Sister Bang Bang.
Yeah, it's Bang Bang's Quick Six with me, it's Sister Bang Bang, and my very special guest, who's miles away, thousands of miles away in Florida. It is Sister Indica!
Hello, world. I'm currently in the past. Bang Bang's in the future. What does the future look like, Bang Bang? I can't wait to get there.
Today, it's just snowy.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
I'll stay here in the past, then.
Stay in the past, yes. And once it's warmed up in the future, I'll send for you.
Thank you.
Okay. We're doing Bang Bang's Quick Six. Six quick questions, six long answers. Question number four is where we're at now. Is it going to be money or fame?
Now, one might think, because I'm so media-centric and I have a podcast and, you know, all this blah, 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 that I would necessarily gravitate more toward the fame aspect. But I would prefer money. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm answering these questions. Mm-hmm. I pick money because, and I've heard other people give similar responses to this question. And I agree with your previous guest that gave kind of a similar under a reason. Because when I was listening to it, I'm like, exactly. I agree with you. Yes. Because I can do things with money. I can do charitable things. I can donate to causes. I could create my own nonprofits. I'm passionate about helping animals. I'm passionate about helping LGBT youth. So I'm thinking of all the ways I could funnel money to nonprofits that need it, set up my own foundations, not have to work a day-to-day job where I could actually devote my life to philanthropic work. And sure, there might be a little bit of fame that comes along with that. I want to be well known, but I don't want to be so well known that I can't keep up with people. Like, I can't keep up with emails and Facebook messages and Twitter replies. Like, that's why I don't want quote unquote fame, is because I do this so that I can really connect with people. And when you're famous, then you are automatically separated from people. It's hard. You're in a bubble. It's hard to really connect with that, with people on an individual basis, just because of the sheer volume. There's just too many people to keep up with. So for that reason, I would choose money, because that'll allow me to maintain my relationships with people, to still be connected, to be available to people, and to do good in the world and live a better life. But still, yeah, philanthropic stuff would be huge for me.
Yeah, money for me would be a lot easier. I'd like to know for a start what it's like to have money. That would be interesting
That's probably why. That's probably why I want it. I grew up so poor. You don't even understand how poor we were when I was growing up. We were homeless for most of my childhood, and by homeless I don't mean that we were living in a car or living in a cardboard box. We just did not have our own home. We had to couch surf. We had to live with family, friends. We did spend some very short time in a shelter for a very short period of time. But we were always very poor, couldn't afford food. We would have to get food from relatives and friends. So I have always dreamed of what, I mean, I make a good living now as an adult, but that past of being poor, of being homeless, absolutely weighs on me. It's always in the back of my mind because I've been there. So I'm like, it could happen again at any moment, anytime. I could end up there again. So yeah, I would like money. I'd like to quell all of those demons, those money demons, put them to bed, and just be able to live a nice life and have enough money to give back and just to, you know, just live a life of leisure. I mean, who doesn't want that?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Do you remember the Angelina Jolie got asked the question about what does she do with all her money? And she says, I live off a third of it. I invest a third of it and I give away a third of it.
I like that.
Yeah, it's quite good, a nice philosophy that. We like Angelina Jolie over here.
Oh, I do too. Yeah, I like her. She's lovely.
Okay, so that was question four. So far, and I mean this with love, Sister Indica, we found out that you're a money-grabbing vegetarian tea-drinking bitch.
That's accurate.
That's fabulous, isn't it? Question number five now of Bang Bang's Quick Six. Mum or dad? Or in case, you say mom, don't you?
I say, we say mom over here mom. In the U.S. Mom. And it depends on the part of the country that you're from. I am from, like I said, Michigan. I still do have a bit of a Michigan accent. And we stress like as and ah sounds. So yeah, mom. Mom. Yes.
Mom.
This is a question that I've actually dreaded. I know that you always ask this. It always triggers me. And I don't like to say trigger in the millennial trigger warning sense, but it always strikes a chord with me every single time you ask this question. And I knew that I'd be on the show at some point and I knew I'd have to answer it. But absolutely, hands down, without question, no decision really to make for this answer. It's mom. Mm-hmm. Absolutely mom.
Explain why.
Okay, so I have a very, this is, again, I'll just let you guys know that I am writing a book. It's called Just Let Me Talk. It is very autobiographical. And this is a very big portion of the book, my daddy issues, I would say. I grew up with three different fathers, and I'll kind of go into it. I have, of course, a biological father, the man who created me. Then I have a father who adopted me at birth, and then I have a stepfather that I had later in life. I had awful relationships with every single one of them, and tragically, and I had nothing to do with it, they all died within 6 months of each other.
And why me?
And yeah, my biological father died of cancer. My adopted father died from complications from having Crohn's disease and having surgery to fix his intestines. He died from an infection. And then my stepfather died from a brain tumor, but all within 6 months of each other. Very tragic in the sense that I never had a chance to ever resolve any of my issues with any of them. So it was a very traumatic experience for me. It was probably the darkest period of my life. It sent me into a very deep depression and is probably the closest I've ever had to having a nervous breakdown is that year. It was an awful, awful storm of just trauma. And it really just brought up all of these issues that I had related to each of them in their own ways. So, yeah, very traumatic people. And my mother is a very strong woman. She sacrificed in so many different ways to keep me, my brother, I have an older brother and I have a younger sister, to keep us alive, to keep us fed, to keep us housed. Even though, like I said, we were homeless many times. Well, we never were in a cardboard box because she swallowed her pride, asked friends, asked relatives for us to live there. As a result, I changed schools constantly. I moved probably every year to year and a half. Was always living in a new place. And she's a survivor. She's hardcore. She just being able to swallow your pride and say to your friend, can I shop for groceries out of your cabinet and your refrigerator so I could feed my children? Like, she didn't have to. She could have given us up. She could have given us up and had a much easier life just trying to take care of herself. She didn't have to keep us. You know, but she did, and she eventually made it work, and she did well for herself, better for herself, I'll say. She did better for herself, and we had, by the time I graduated high school, I had a decent life in that sense, and just the security of a home kind of thing. I have such respect for her, for the courage and the sacrifice. Absolutely. So mom, 100%. Fuck those dads. They can all rot in hell as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I'm with you there, totally. What would your mom say if she just heard what you said about her?
I think she'd probably be surprised. Honestly, she'd probably say, oh, I thought you were bitter. And it's like, yes, I am bitter. I'm just bitter against them.
Yeah,
but I mean, I have told her some of this, just you know, maybe not in all of, maybe not exactly like this, but yeah, she should be proud of herself for what she has been able to do. I mean, look at me now. I mean, I guess that's not necessarily an endorsement, but my brother and my sister are doing great. They're happy. They're living their lives. You know, we all have our own families. We're all, you know, we all have jobs. We're all working. We're all doing well. So she did a good job.
Do you get to speak to her very often?
We're not very talkative on the phone with each other, but we do communicate via Facebook, and I'll visit Michigan here and there. But in general, I'm just not terribly close to my family, but I wouldn't say that we're estranged. We're just, you know, we live so far apart and everyone has their own day-to-day lives, but I do try to keep in touch. It's more so with my brother than anyone else. I'm very close to my brother.
Okay. That was it's really interesting. That's, most people do get frightened about the mum or dad question.
I think that's intentional. I think you intentionally did it. I think you're like you like to play mind games too, Bang Bang.
I certainly do, Indica. Why not?
I hate Sister Bang Bang.
Yeah, but I know you don't.
I don't. I love you.
No, that was question 5 of Bang Bang's Quick 6. We've got on to the last question now. You know what it is. Is it glitter or is it tweed?
Well, okay. When you say tweed, I was like, what the hell is she talking about? Tweed. And then some other, like, I think it was Cheddar Gorgeous was like talking about suits and, you know, like that kind of thing. Well, I think the answer is kind of obvious. It would be glitter. Hello, I'm a drag nun. But oddly enough, I don't really wear much glitter. But because it's messy and I'm totally OCD and I'm petrified about getting glitter all over my house because I'm just so clean. Like, we live in we're just obsessive about being clean. That's just to boil it down. So glitter is very tough because it is so messy, but I'm trying to control it. In a way, because I do really want to start wearing it more. I wore it earlier on in my sisterhood and then just got so sick of the mess that I quit. But I think I'm trying to get to a happy medium where I can still wear it and not be too messy with it. But yeah, it's more fun. It's a hell of a lot more fun than tweed.
Yeah, absolutely. A little tip actually about the glitter, because you probably notice occasionally I have glitter lipstick on.
Talk to me.
But it's not lipstick per se. It's very fine, edible glitter. That's the important thing. Don't buy any old shit from card shops or craft shops or anything. It's really fine stuff. When you put your false eyelashes on, what do you use? We call it Copydex over here. It's like a carpet adhesive.
Well, what I use is called bonding glue, and it's what you would use if you were putting in hair extensions.
Right.
It is super hardcore. Very okay. Hardcore glue.
Is it rubber based? Does it sort of roll up? Right. Okay. Uh-huh. That's the same stuff by the sounds of it. Use that on your, put your lipstick on first. So if you're going to use red glitter, use red lipstick first. Red lipstick on, then coat it with this glue. One lower first and then the upper, and then dab all the glitter on. It will not shift. I will guarantee that. And it's great when people come up to you and go, oh, give me a kiss on the lip because I want a lip print in glitter. And I went, it's not going to happen, honey. It's not going to happen. It's going to stay on my lips. And it does. And it's a bitch to get off afterwards. But you know it's not going to go anywhere once you put it on your lips.
So it's basically like having two glittery tires on your face.
Yes, but another little thing, it was another drag queen who does a lot more artistic type photos. It's coated the lips completely with it so it dripped. And I can't do that because I have a beard, but it made it into a little drippy art form. And then she put glitter on top of that and it looked amazing. It looked beautiful. I don't think you could talk very well when you've got it on, but.
Oh, hey. Bang Bang, you know, that's all I do is talk. You can't shut me up.
I know you've got a little pull key at the back of your neck, haven't
you? This is not a good idea for me. Maybe for someone else. Maybe for a quieter nun, but not for me. I got to run this trap.
Or a mime nun.
There you go. They have to say, they have nothing to say. So you know what? That's fine. Close your lips. Make them gorgeous. But me, I got to talk. Just let me talk, Bang Bang.
No, well, I don't think you need to seek permission, Indica. Like you're going to take somebody saying, can you be keep down a little bit, Indica? Yeah. Can you be quiet, please? Like, no.
No, I can't. Sorry.
Well, that was Bang Bang's Quick Six. It wasn't that bad, was it?
No, it was lovely.
It brought a lot out of you.
Yes.
Which is the purpose of it.
Hey, you know what you're doing. I'll tell you that. You know exactly what you're doing, Bang Bang.
I try a little. So that was Bang Bang's Quick Six. You are listening to Chinwag with Sister Bang Bang and my special guest, Sister Indica.
Cha-Cha Boudoir!
It's Cha-Cha Boudoir's third birthday!
What are you up to this Friday? Are you planning on staying in watching terrible late-night reality TV shows again? Why not do something different?
Join me, Licorice Black, at Bandit Mugrin Thief for Cha-Cha Boudoir Pre-Soir.
And me, Cheddar Gorgeous.
And Anaphylactic.
At Cha-Cha Boudoir at Sub 101.
It's Cha-Cha Boudoir's third birthday.
Cha-Cha Boudoir!
Are you receiving us, Earth? Are you receiving us, Earth?
Malicious gossip, wicked chit-chat, and nothing but the whole truth. It's Chinwag with Sister Bang Bang. Goodbye.
It's Chinwag with Sister Bang Bang, and my special guest, direct from Florida, it's Sister Indica.
Hello, world. I'm having such fun on Chinwag.
I'm sending you a virtual hug at the moment.
I'm feeling it.
Are you feeling it over all these thousands of miles? Isn't technology amazing that we can do this?
I love it. I love it. I think it's so fun. Certainly for me doing my show, it has revolutionized my show. I'm now able, I'm your first American guest. You were the first guest I ever had from the UK, which I never, because when I did my show before, you would have to be in my house, in my living room with my microphone. That's the only way I would ever be able to interview people. So now with this technology and the sound quality is so good, it has opened up doorways so I can interview anyone I want anywhere in the world. And I love it. I just absolutely love it.
It is. It is. I mean, my background is working for the BBC and radio in particular. And I mean, I remember, still goes on today, if you wanted to book somebody to interview who wasn't local, then you had to arrange what's called an ISDN line. You had to arrange a studio for them to go into. It had to be a specific time and everything. And it cost money. And yet, what do? We just dial up each other on Skype and press record. It's incredible.
I love the future.
And the quality as well. It's not even phone quality. It's just amazing.
Well, and that was another thing too, is people would give me suggestions. They'd be like, you should have people call into your show. And I can't stand poor audio quality. It drives me crazy. And I think that we have that in common, an obsession with good sound. You know, you with your background in radio, me with my background in music. I cannot stand poor sound quality. And the sound of a telephone, the quality of a telephone, ugh, it's awful. So this is so much better.
It is. It makes you wonder what's going to happen. Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen next. I will tell you, Sister Indica.
I want to tell me.
I will tell you. I eventually will be moving into doing video interviews. We will have to get dressed in our best habits.
Hey, I'm all about it. I'm dressed. I'm dressed right now in a gorgeous a nightgown with fur trimmed ruffles and edges and everything. I look so beautiful right now. If you could only see.
Send me a quick picture. You can do that.
This is a theater of the mind, Bang Bang. Don't ruin it.
Well, I'm dressed in my Saturday habit. It's leopard skin, fake fur, of course. And I've got a cow print veil on as well. Again, it's fake fur. Lovely.
Very vegan of you.
It is. This is when you want to reach out and touch me, as most people do. It's okay. I don't mind that. Well, right. Okay. So you are based in Florida.
Yes,
aren't you?
I am.
What's the place? What's the locale?
I live in an area of Fort Lauderdale called Wilton Manors, which is a small little city of its own. It's actually an island. We're surrounded by water. There's canals and just water all over this area. It is very much, it's called the Venice of America because of all the canals. It's absolutely beautiful part of Florida. It's more of a progressive area of Florida because Florida does have the reputation of being very much conservative, ultra evangelical Christian, anti-gay, anti-anything fun. I'm basically living in Footloose, if you want to know the film Footloose. But this is a very nice area. I'm very close to Miami, which is beautiful as well, very multicultural. And I'm really starting to love it here. It's been taking me a while after, you know, when you've lived in California, everything else is downhill. So it's the best. So don't ever live there because nothing else is going to be good compared to it. You have to find the joy where you can. And I will tell you, the beaches here are so beautiful. The water is so gorgeous. And next week I'm going to the Bahamas for the day. So that just tells you it's the kind of place I live. I could just hop on a boat and go to the Bahamas, come back the same day. It's paradise.
You know what? You know, we're talking about what's on your Facebook profile. I hate Sister Indica. I do now hate Sister Indica.
Do you see where it came from?
That's just, what's the temperature there today?
Well, I am in Fahrenheit, not Celsius, so I don't know the translation, but it is going to be probably 84 degrees Fahrenheit.
You probably got all the doors and windows open then, have you?
No, I have the air conditioning on very high to make it very cold in here because I am going out in a little bit, actually. As soon as we're done, I'm going to take a shower, shave, and have a quick bite to eat. And then I'm going to start painting this face for 2 hours to get ready for a fun block party that's happening down the street that is a fundraiser for a pet-based nonprofit to help animals in the Fort Lauderdale area, which again, like I told you before, I'm passionate about helping animals, not just the gay community, not just any particular part of the gay community. I am about helping everyone in need, whether it's, you know, charities for women, charities for animals, everybody in the community. But I love helping animals. So we're going to be going to this really fun block party today, and I'm very excited. I have my dress picked out. I have my entire table set up with all my makeup and my mirror, and everything is ready to go. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Oh, great. How many of you are going? That's a sisters.
Like four of us. Four of us today.
It's another reason why I'm looking forward to coming to Florida one of these days. Join in with this sort of thing. I'd love it.
We will hit the town. Oh yes, bang bang. We will hit the town. We'll have so much fun.
I want to get home at 4 a.m. with my calf and my shins absolutely raging with the pain that I've been wearing 4-inch heels for the whole of the evening. That's what I aim for.
And since you'll be in America, I'm going to have to make you do white face makeup. I may even have to help you. I may even have to paint your face.
Absolutely. No, that is brilliant. I want to do whiteface. I've tried a little bit over here, more on the publicity photos. But when I do go, I went out last weekend. We did a charity fundraiser. And it was a made up face with very, very pale foundation on. So I'm edging my sisters gently towards whiteface.
Hey, it's fun. It's subliminal.
Absolutely. I'd love sitting down and, like you just said, you arrange all your brushes and all your colors and get the mirror set up and the lights, and it's showbiz time.
Honey, though. I am so neurotic. I am so OCD. Everything is just so. It is all set up in order of that I will apply it. And then as I'm doing it, it gets put away in its exact rightful spot. And when I finish getting ready, when my husband walks in the door, he would have had no idea that makeup was ever done in that house. Everything is put away. Everything is clean spotlessly before I even put my outfit on, put my coronet with veil on, and head out the door. I mean, I'm serious about keeping my place clean.
Yeah, you'd probably have a hissy fit if you came around here then at the moment. I do need to get a cleaner in.
I'll stay in a hotel, bang bang.
No, you'd be like, I'm going to have a migraine now with bang bang tidy. Oh, for God's sake. I'm just creative that way. Right, you said it was what, about 84
yeah.
Fahrenheit? It's 51 over here.
Fahrenheit?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. And that's not too bad actually for this time of year in Manchester.
It's almost May.
We did have hail a little earlier on this morning, which is unusual.
That's great. It's global warming.
Well, I wish it would warm it up. It's doing the opposite. It's going colder. I need some more warmth over here. But come June, I mean July, and then when we get to our big Pride Festival at the end, Manchester Pride at the end of August, it's roaring hot then. That'll be mid-80s on good days. So, yeah. Looking forward to that. Okay, so that's Florida. I actually stayed in Fort Lauderdale in the 80s. We were based there. It was the hotel that they used in a film. And I can't remember what it was now.
I'm awful because I'm so new here that I don't know anything.
We actually arrived at spring break. Oh my God, that was just not good.
We just had... Well, spring break now is very different than it was in the 80s because... They have Fort Lauderdale has a reputation. They actually call it Fort Lickerdale because of the spring breakers that would just go crazy here. But they've worked very hard over the years to change their brand. So they still have a very fun spring break, but it draws a different kind of crowd. It's a different energy and it is very fun. I really had a good time this spring break. I love going to the beach as much as I can possibly go. And it was lovely. Great eye candy as far as the eye could see. It was great.
Oh, it was. We were on in Fort Lauderdale, it's sort of the beach and then there's the road, isn't it? And then there's the hotels and everything.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who done it, but they'd put metal fencing up all along you could only get into the beach at certain areas. And that was to stop students who were blind drunk running across the beach straight onto the road and being knocked over.
Yeah.
Apparently it used to happen a great deal. And while we were there, a couple of students fell off a balcony.
They didn't kill themselves,
but it was like, I don't like this. So
very different. There were no gates this time. Very different. Everyone's a lot more well-behaved.
We flew down to Key West. Have you been to Key West yet?
Not yet. I cannot wait to go. But it's so far. Like for me, if I were to drive there, it would take like 4 hours or 5 hours to get there. It's a very long, slow drive because it's only a one way. Like it's a two lane road. Like one lane going one direction, one lane going the other direction on this very narrow road that goes all the way down. It just takes a long time. So for me, like I'm going to the Bahamas next week for just one day, and it's quicker to get there by boat than it is for me to go to Key West.
I love the fact you just said, I'm going to the Bahamas for one day.
Just for the day.
It's like your neighbor. Right. Sort of, you're just popping across to see the Bahamas for one day.
Well, it's very similar. Like if you ever go to Boston, you can take a boat that goes to Provincetown, which is a city that's at the very end of Cape Cod. So very similar in the sense of being able to take a boat and go somewhere. So it's kind of like our Provincetown, except not gay. Provincetown and I actually went to school in Boston and lived there for years. And I've been to Provincetown so many times. I absolutely love it. And yeah, so this is as good as it gets for me here because it's too far to get to Key West, but I will go at some point. I will. It's on my list.
Hang fire and I'll come and visit you. We'll both go to
there. We go.
That's a plan.
Sold.
That's a plan.
Hi friends. It's Sister Indica, your homegirl for life. Not only am I gorgeous, not only am I a sister of perpetual indulgence, but I'm also host of the podcast Joy Bomb. I rant and rave about pop culture, politics, music, TV, and more. I interview all sorts of interesting people and play underground music you probably don't know but should. So what's stopping you? Subscribe on iTunes.
Joy Bomb.
If it's good enough for Sister Bang Bang, it's good enough for you.
Sister Bang Bang's Chinwag.
Now, you moved from LA. What was LA like? Tell us about LA. What's it? La La Land, they call it, don't they?
I think it's very much what people think of it as, you know, being very much the hub of the entertainment world. I found it isolating in some ways because everyone there is in the entertainment industry. Everyone. They're either in front of the camera, behind the camera, they're assistants, they are producers, they are sound, they are every job possible in the entertainment industry. So I would go to parties and events and people would be like, well, what do you do? And I'm like, I work for a technology company. And they're like, oh, well, goodbye. Like, you don't have anything to offer me because you can't get me a job and then you can't get me a role or, you know, a part or this or that. So never mind. So it's very much like it's very much in a bubble. And I mean, the name dropping that happens in LA is you get sucked into it because it just becomes your world. And my partner worked for a company and all of his clients were celebrities, A-list celebrities. He knows everybody. So it's always like watching TV. He's like, oh, I know her. Oh, I know him. Oh, I know her. Oh, and I'm like, okay, I get it. I got it. All right. But you just get sucked into it because that's just the culture. It's like, who do you know? How much money do you make? What kind of car do you drive? What brand clothing are you wearing? You know, what job do you do? It's all very superficial. And it became just so suffocating to me to the point where I actually felt like I was going to have a heart attack living there. My blood pressure was so high because of the stress, the pressure. I mean, if you are not a certain weight, size, shape, color, then you are completely ostracized. And the only thing that ever that allowed me to bridge that gap was being Sister Indica, because I could, as Sister Indica, go to any of these A-list parties, or not A-list, maybe C or D-list, but any of these Hollywood parties, and I would actually be welcomed in because of who I was. But if I was my secular self, honey, they would have given me no attention. They'd be like, get that fat, non-entertainment industry person the hell out of here. Get him out of here.
That's a shame when that happens, isn't it?
Not just
in LA. It's just the worldwide.
It's a shame. So I was just like, you know what? People were so superficial and it was all about who you know. And it was just, and people were so fake, like, and flaky. Like, you couldn't rely on people, like, oh, yeah, we'll hang out, we'll do this. And then they would never pull through. So you always got in the habit of people not keeping their word to do stuff. And I'm just from a different area of the country. I was raised differently. So like, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And I expect you to hold your end of the bargain. Mm-hmm. So it was just a very much you get used to people at the last minute, not wanting, you know, changing plans, canceling plans. And I was so excited. I just wanted to be around real, normal people, just regular people. Just people who were not in the entertainment industry, that didn't care about what kind of car you drove, didn't care about if you were wearing Gucci or Prada or Armani. They just didn't care. It's like, who gives a shit? Like, we're just people. And so I'm like, so the opportunity presented itself for me to move to Florida for work. So I was like, and my partner has family here as well. And I'm closer to my family in Michigan and his family in Boston and Florida. So it just was where I'm like, hey, let's go back to the East Coast and just be around normal people. And I am. They're just normal. Whatever that means. But, you know, they're not celebrities and I'm fine with that. Like, I don't care. I got over it.
Well, it sounds more interesting to come to Miami and certainly with the beach anyway. Have you been to Europe at all? Have you flown over?
No. You know what? And quite honestly, besides going to Manchester to visit you in your house, the only place I really have a desire to go, and I'm so American because, you know, we're just like, why bother? We don't need to leave. Very American thinking. The only place that I've ever like dreamed and want desperately to go is Iceland.
Oh, right.
I am very like so into volcanoes, glaciers, geology, you know, natural, just sciences. I'm so intrigued by that stuff. So Iceland has it all, has everything that I'm interested in all in one place. So, but it's very expensive. So there is another option. I call it poor man's Iceland. And that is Alaska.
Right.
Poor man's Iceland.
Oh yeah. But you don't have Björk in Alaska, do you?
No, you don't have. And you guys say her name correctly. because in America, everyone calls her Bjork. But it is Bjork. It is, that is correct. Just so you know, America, it is actually Bjork.
Yeah, Bjork. I like it as though there's an E in there,
right,
rather than an O.
Yeah, she says it rhymes with jerk.
Oh, does she?
That's what she says. She's like, it's actually, it's Bjork. It rhymes with jerk, not Bjork.
Look, Sister Indica, it really has been fantastic to chat with you and spend some time. I mean, this is probably going to be the longest chin wag that I've done so far.
Well, hey, you opened Pandora's box when you offered to have me on the show, and you know you can't shut me up, so...
I don't want to shut you up. That's the thing. That's the great thing about having a chat show. Like, you've got one, I've got one. The last thing we want is to somebody to be meek and mild and not be able to say anything, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So you got what you paid for, Bang Bang. And you know, like I told you, my policy, no refunds.
No refunds. No, in fact, it's probably the opposite. If I had to pay for this interview, I'd be well out of pocket this month. Now, last question. The very last question, as I ask everybody, what does Sister Indica want on her gravestone?
What do I want on my gravestone? I joke about this a lot because I am a little bit obsessed with death, and not in a morbid way, but I'm, you know, I do see it as just a natural part of life, and it's an inevitability, and we should be okay with it. We should be at peace with it because there's no escaping it. I would say if at the end of the day, she tried her best.
Just that, just very simple.
She tried her best. And it's true. She did. She did. She did her best with what she was, with what she's given, based on, you know, the life she's led. She's done her best.
Oh, and that was it. All over. Sister Indica chatting with me. Ah, but that's not all, kids. Newsflash! Yes, Sister Indica and myself are going to record a very special show together where you get to ask us anything you like. Yes, anything. All you have to do is message either one of us with your question. No holds barred, so come on. Come on, get writing this minute and send your question over, and then both of us will answer each one in a very special radio podcast. Get messaging, kids. Mwah.